Tomorrow is the closing date for people to apply to live rent-free on Inishman for a year. The initiative, announced in mid-July by the community development organisation Coelacht Furbacha Inishman, has had well over 1,000 applications. The group plans to shortlist a number of families for interview. Mairead Ní Athairte is chairwoman of Coelacht Furbacha Inishman, and she joins us on the line. Mairead, what is it you're offering and why?
Good morning, Rachel. Back in late July, we advertised the opportunity to live rent-free on Inishman for the next academic year. That's commencing in September till June 2023. Inishman has a low population base, and the ultimate aim, I suppose, of this is to enhance numbers in our schools. There is no immediate campaign or panic to regarding allocation or anything like that. But I suppose the idea is to provide healthy school environments and to keep numbers healthy in our schools.
What then have you offered, and have you been taken aback by the number of people who contacted you saying, yes, this is for us?
Rachel, we're absolutely humbled by the response. Perhaps it was my naivety, I don't know, but we didn't anticipate the volume at all. At the last count last Sunday, over 1,300 applications had come in.
Wow.
It generates such hope, I guess, for remote areas. The majority are from ordinary people, ordinary families in Ireland that just want to change. I think the big thing here is that it's temporary. It's a family adventure. It's, you know, lifelong memories. It's a brave thing to do. You can just, I suppose, leave your ordinary life for a while and experience something that's probably just a once-in-a-lifetime offer.
And with that volume of applications, how are you going to decide who gets to stay on Inishman for a year?
Well, it's going to be very difficult now. I remember when the first two applications came through, we were so excited. And I was
1,298 later.
Yeah, so I guess the parameters even have changed. You know, we have to change the shortlisting criteria now. Gaelic is going to feature strongly. Gaelic is the language of our community, and it will make it easier. The transition will be easier for a family if they can, I suppose, integrate easier because of the language, and they'll have maximum benefit. But we will also be considering longevity, who is most likely to stay, and because that's always a huge thing on an island, continuation. Are these people likely to settle and to benefit from living on an island? Will they enjoy it? Is it for them? They'll be huge factors.
Mm. And, you know, it's one thing for the children going to school, but mm-hmm. for adults, is there work on the island?
There are. And I think the big thing here, which is why the ad, I suppose, coincides with the time that we've recently opened a remote digital hub through GTEC, funded by Udaros na Gaeltachta, which allows people, I guess, to work remotely. Prior to this, a lot of people in Inishman, more than most rural communities, a lot of people moved away because of work. The opportunities weren't there. But now you can work and live on Inishman with excellent high-speed broadband. So a lot of the people that are applying realise that they can actually work from there. We also have a number of various, I suppose, positions within the community as well. But of course, that is a separate competition, and people would have to apply for those jobs separately.
Well, listen, the very best of luck with whittling all of those applications down to the lucky winner. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Mairead Ní Athairte there, chairwoman of Coelacht Furbacha Inishman.